It's common custom to turn around at the end of Lecha Dodi for the last stanza and face the back. Is that so obvious that we should turn around, do 180, and face the back of the shul? In addition, so once in a while you see people facing different directions. So what exactly is this issue? So this is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Beis Sif Yud. He writes that it's common to turn around and face the west for that last stanza of Bo'i B'Shalom. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's common to face the entrance to the shul, the door to the shul. So the posuk can point out that's not necessarily a stira. It was traditionally true in Europe that shuls faced the east. They faced the Mizrach. And the appropriate way to build a shul is with, you know, the ideal way is with the door in the back. So the door, that was usually the case. So you would turn to the back of the shul and face west, which was the door to the shul. They were the same thing. But let's say that's not the case. Let's say the door is not in the west. Does it go by facing the door or by facing west? So really the source of this whole discussion is quoted, Kaf HaChaim quotes and others from the Kisvei Arizal, where he describes that it would go out into the field for Kabbalah Shabbos, and as the sun is setting, you face the setting sun, and you say the Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos, and you say Boikala, Boikala. So he's describing, you know, Viyira, accepting the Kedusha Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera, etc. So some write. So you see that you're facing the setting sun. The sun sets in the west. So the appropriate direction is west. Why would that be the case? Some suggest that the Chazal write that the Shechina is in the west. So you're facing the Shechina. You're inviting in the Shechina. That's what Boikala really means. Or that you're facing the setting sun because the setting sun indicates the onset of Shabbos. So therefore, the Ikar is to face west. And this is quoted by various poskim, Ben Ishchai, Yalka Yosef, from Moshe Feinstein writes, he thinks the main thing is to face west. There are some, especially writing in places where shuls didn't face east and the door wasn't in the west, that defended the practice of dafka facing the door to the shul. So, for example, Bitzel HaChochma and Chuvos Van Hagos and Oz Nidberu. So they write, maybe facing the setting sun is when you're outside. Then it's clear that you're facing the setting sun, but it's time to face west when you're indoors. What's the point of that? Maybe the main thing is to face the door. Why would that make sense to face the door to the shul? So the Mishnah Berurah also quotes that there was a practice to go outside, as we saw from the reason, to go outside. Even in later generations, some places they would go out into the chatzah for Kabbalah Shabbos. So even if we're not going to do that, at least we should maybe go in that direction. Or the Mishnah Berurah writes that we stand up as though we're welcoming in an important guest. So how do you welcome in an important guest? You face the face of the doorway, so where he's going to come in. So maybe that is symbolic of welcoming in the guest of Shabbos, the important guest. So maybe Dafka, the right direction to face would be the entrance to the shul. In some shuls, people turn around and they're not facing the door or west. So they're just facing a different direction, which is not the door or west. So it seems to me that that's just because people are used to turning around from when shuls all face east and you turn around and face west. So then people just do a 180, but that's not really the ideal direction to face. However, the good news is that it's not such a big deal. And the post can write that the main thing is that we're doing something to show that we're bringing in the Kedusha Shabbos and we're excited and we're welcoming in. And we're welcoming in this important guest of the extra Kedusha of Shabbos. So we do something active and physical to get our minds in that, mind frame. So that is the main thing. That's important for us to remember that the whole point is we're turning around eagerly, excitedly, welcoming in the Kedushas HaShabbos. Have a great day. If people are able to put up some chairs, that would be helpful. Thank you.